Warm 101.3. Every Monday at this time, we share the warmth with another organization that's making a difference in the Rochester area. And this morning, the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence Rochester area, we're speaking with Jennifer Farringer. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Tony.
We have a very serious conversation to have in the next couple of moments, and I know that you folks do a lot of work, and we want to talk about awareness of your organization and awareness of the alcoholism problem. And I know you were talking to me off air a moment ago about fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, FASD, and you say that is one thing that is 100% avoidable, explain what's going on there.
So it's totally caused by a woman drinking during any point of time in her pregnancy. So, to say this is the only developmental disability that's 100% preventable,
right,
is huge.
What does your organization do to try to get the word out? What are the things that you guys do?
So we do a variety of education, awareness, placing ads, PSAs throughout media as our small budget allows, sharing education with community school groups, and providing a FASD parent support group. We have a website full of resources and more information on FASD. We have resources on local intervention and diagnosis available here in Rochester.
What is the website?
NCADD-RA.org.
That's a mouthful. We'll make sure that we put that up on our website and all of our social media pages as well, so people can connect that way as well. How prevalent is fetal alcohol spectrum disorder? Is it widespread?
It is. According to the Center for Disease Control, it's 1 out of 20 in the United States are impacted by FASD.
Is it just that people don't know you're not supposed to drink when you're pregnant?
It's a variety of things. Sometimes people don't know during their first 1 to 2 months that they're even pregnant.
Oh, well, yeah, I understand that.
So there's that. Sometimes it's total lack of awareness or lack of support by friends and family around them. So here's another message. You know, support your spouse, your significant other, your family member in her pregnancy.
Let's give the website one more time so people can go and learn more about all you do, and especially fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. Give us that website one more time.
Yes, please go to our website for education, information, intervention, and diagnosis referral at www.ncadd-ra.org.
All right, Jennifer Farringer, thank you for spending a couple moments with us this morning.
Thanks so much, Tony.
If there's an organization you'd like me to shed some light on, just drop me an email, tony@warm1013.com, and we will share the warmth here on Warm 101.3.